Wallace Sands is peaceful at first, cool and quiet with thick morning fog rolling in from the ocean. Then the school bus pulls up. Out pour 60 excited second graders from Portsmouth's Little Harbor School, wearing colorful t-shirts they painted with fish just for this occasion.
Second graders, let's stay a little bit. Come on over.
Wrangled by parents and teachers, they crowd around Blue Ocean Society volunteer Katie Pellin for instructions.
The supplies you guys are going to get are a bag to put the trash in. Every time that you put a piece of trash in the bag, it needs to get marked on a data sheet that says what that piece of trash is. So your chaperone...
The kids don their purple latex gloves. They have about half an hour to pick up as much trash as they can find.
Trash! Trash!
This cleanup marks the culmination of the second graders' ocean awareness unit, focused on marine life and how littering and pollution can harm it. Four boys and two of their moms poke around in the rocks that line one edge of the beach. Almost immediately, they hit the jackpot.
Oh my god, he found a shovel!
That's really stuck in there.
I ask two of them, Max and Brandon, why they think it's important to throw that blue plastic shovel away.
Because some animals might can't eat them.
It might go wash up in the water, and an animal could eat it.
And it might break in pieces, and it'll be very sharp.
They fan out and keep looking. And the more trash they pluck out of the sand and piles of seaweed, the more they seem to find. Tupperware, a fishing lure, a sunscreen bottle, an e-cigarette cartridge.
Starburst wrapper and a straw.
Okay. I found whatever this is. It's a piece of trash, that's what it is.
Blue Ocean Society volunteer Nancy Anderson says hands-on work like this may not eradicate all trash from a beach, but it will build these kids' love for the environment. She says many of them are already leading their parents on things like composting or skipping the straw.
Yeah, they're young environmentalists. What could be better, really?
They're also helping collect data for the Ocean Conservancy. Within half an hour on this pretty small beach, the kids have bagged 23 pounds of trash. Last year, across seacoast beaches, volunteers picked up well over 7,000 pounds of trash total, including more than 33,000 cigarette butts. 7-year-old Eli shows me a long rope he found that he says a fish could have gotten tangled in. He's also been picking up cigarettes so animals don't eat them and get sick or die.
If you didn't, the beach, nobody would come. It would be just a big trash field. Fish, animals would die, and then what would the world be? You wouldn't be able to eat fish, and the earth would be poisoned.
Eli's mom, Christina Dubin, says she wants him to be more environmentally conscious than past generations. He's growing up amid what she calls a tipping point of global, human-driven climate change. She says that depresses her, but he could help fix it.
He's such a great reminder of what's possible because he's like, Mom, look at the machines people are building. Look at this thing cleans the ocean, and there are people with great minds that are doing great things. And I'm like, okay, you're right. Yes, it could happen.
Dubin says her son may not understand the full picture, but she sees how kids his age care about their planet, and that gives her hope for the future. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.